This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appoints Prithvi Man Gurung and Amik Sachin as province chiefs of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces respectively. Government appoints Dr. Bishwanath Baudel as vice chair of National Planning Commission. Nepali Congress Active Membership Probe Committee submits its report party's office bearers meeting. More than 850,000 memberships confirmed. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba thanks U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken for American cooperation during COVID-19 pandemic. New mutant of Delta variant of coronavirus confirmed in Nepal. And Americans advised to wear masks indoors even if they are fully vaccinated as cases growing. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has appointed Prithvi Man Gurung and Amik Sachin as the province chiefs of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces respectively. The office of the president said President Bhandari appointed Gurung and Sachin as the province chiefs in accordance with Article 163-12 of the Constitution of Nepal and the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The cabinet meeting held yesterday decided to relieve Lumbini province chief Dharmanath Prasad Yadav and Gandaki province chief Sita Devi Baudel from their existing positions. Sachin had served as Gandaki province chief before Sita Kumari Baudel and Gurung was former Nepali Congress Chitwan president. Government spokesperson and Minister for Law Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informed that the government also appointed Dr. Bishwanath Baudel as the vice chairman of the National Planning Commission. Similarly, Ram Kumar Funyal and Dil Bahadur Limbu were appointed as the members of the commission. A new mutation of Delta variant of COVID-19 has been confirmed in Nepal. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Ministry of Health and Population has said, among the 47 samples taken for genetic identification, 3 of them were confirmed to be new mutant of Delta variant. Joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari said the new mutant was named AY1. With this, Alpha, Delta and Kappa variant of coronavirus have been confirmed in Nepal. Saying the new mutant of the virus will be highly contagious and can attack any of age group, the ministry has warned of the third wave of the pandemic and asked all to remain alert. Likewise, public health experts have suggested all to adopt the health safety protocols seriously to avoid the risk of third wave of COVID-19. Speaking at an interaction program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, the public health experts warned of the third wave of COVID-19 within a month if safety protocols were neglected. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has reported 3,899 new cases of COVID-19. As per the ministry's latest update, 1,718 people have recovered from the coronavirus infection in the past 24 hours. The ministry also recorded additional 20 corona-related deaths yesterday, pushing the total death toll to 9,758. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda have discussed the matters related to cabinet expansion. Personal aide of Prime Minister Deoba said the meeting held at Balwatar on Tuesday. Prime Minister Deoba and Chair Prachanda also discussed the contemporary issues. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has requested the US government to provide the COVID-19 vaccines that would work best for the children and the younger population of the country. The request was made at a time when the health experts in Nepal were speculating a third wave of the pandemic that would affect mostly the younger populations. Prime Minister Deoba also expressed appreciation to the U.S. government for providing 1.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine during a telephone conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken on Tuesday. The Secretary of State had called Prime Minister Deoba and had extended warm congratulations on his appointment to the post of Prime Minister of Nepal. The matters relating to bilateral relations and cooperation, including COVID-19 vaccine cooperation and assistance of medical equipment and supplies to Nepal, were discussed during the conversation, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. During the conversation, the Prime Minister thanked the U.S. government for its continued cooperation in the socio-economic development of Nepal. The conversation also covered various areas of Nepal's development priorities, the United States cooperation, and the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC. The two sides discussed the issue of global warming and climate change and the impact on the economies of climate-vulnerable mountainous countries like Nepal. Prime Minister Deoba underlined Nepal's democratic credentials and the commitment to human rights and the rule of law. He also asked the Secretary of State to convey his greetings and best wishes to U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris and expressed his willingness to work closely with the Biden administration. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma and U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Randy Berry, met at the Finance Ministry. During the meeting held yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma applauded the U.S. support to Nepal at various occasions and expressed the belief that the U.S. would definitely help Nepal to get vaccinated against COVID-19. On the occasion, U.S. Envoy Berry vowed to continue the U.S. government supports to various sectors of Nepal. Nepali Congress Active Membership Probe Committee has presented its report to the meeting of the party office bearers held at Party President and Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba's private residence at Budanila Kanta. As per the committee's report, the Nepali Congress has 852,711 active members across the country. Nepali Congress has now added 443,678 new active members in the party. The membership was granted in view of the party's upcoming general convention scheduled on the 1st to 4th of September. Chief Secretary of the Nepali Congress Central Office Krishna Prasad Powder said the meeting also discussed the new calendar of the party's general convention. Israel has announced 1,000 job vacancies for aspiring Nepali workers. The Department of Foreign Employment has informed that Israel has sought 700 females and 300 males as the caregivers in the first lot. The job is considered to be lucrative as they would get nearly 200,000 rupees per month in salary. The government of Israel and Nepal had signed a labor pact last year, and Israel had agreed to hire 500 workers in the first lot. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. Video call garda no 4G. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
Sabhi ko yo viswas honi. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नजी नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G आफ्नो भन्ने आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. People in parts of the United States where COVID-19 infections are surging should wear masks indoors, even if they are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, the country's public health agencies has advised. citing new information about the ability of the Delta variant to spread among vaccinated people. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, on Tuesday also recommended indoor masks for all teachers, staff, students and visitors to schools, regardless of vaccination status. Meanwhile, senior cabinet ministers are to discuss allowing fully vaccinated travelers from the EU and the US to avoid quarantine when they arrive in England. A review of the rules is due by 31st of July, the second date in the Department for Transport's plan for a safe return to international travel. Sources say the isolation exemption was likely to be discussed at the COVID operations meeting on Wednesday. But they said a decision on whether to proceed will not necessarily be taken. Downing Street and the Department of Transport declined to comment on newspaper reports the government would go ahead with the plan. Now some updates from the Tokyo Olympics. Host Japan is leading the medal tally with 10 gold, 3 silver and 5 bronze medals. Similarly, America is the second in the medal table with 9 gold, 8 silver and 8 bronze medals. Likewise, China is third with 9 gold, 5 silver and 8 bronze medals. Russian athletes who are taking part in the Olympics independently after Russia was banned from Olympics by the anti-doping body have won 7 gold, 7 silver and 4 bronze medals and are currently fourth in the medal table. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy in the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Karnali Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.1 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.6 degrees Celsius and rainfall 5.6 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari appoints Prithvi Man Gurung and Amik Sachin as province chiefs of Gandaki and Lumbini province respectively. Government appoints Dr. Bishwanath Podal as vice chair of National Planning Commission. Nepali Congress Active Membership Probe Committee submits its report to party's office bearers meeting. More than 850,000 memberships confirmed. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Udoba thanks U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken for American cooperation during COVID-19 pandemic. New mutant of Delta variant of coronavirus confirmed in Nepal. And Americans advised to wear masks indoors even if they are fully vaccinated as cases grow. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.